Benny and the Jets.
What is up, and welcome back to Radio Libre 2.0 on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Nick, and you just heard Benny and the Jets by the one and only Elton John. Pardon for the voice, I've been screaming. Today, for those of you who are not currently at Tufts, was Spring Fling, which is a big weekend music event that signifies the end of the school year. We technically have one more day of classes on Monday, and then we have our reading period following into finals week. But we did it. We made it to the end. We made it through Spring Fling, because that in itself is quite a feat. Last year, I had trouble even getting in. So, this year, I'm proud of myself. Me and my friends were first in line, and so we got good spots for the opener Fees, who is probably the best Tufts student band on campus, and winner of the 2023 Battle of the Bands competition. Hence, why that their prize was to perform open for Spring Fling. We got to see Charlie Curtis Beard, the Cheat Codes, and finish up with some Flo Rida. Throughout the course of our show tonight, I will walk you through my experience at Spring Fling, because I don't want to put it all out there too much at one time. But Feast really good set. They did some of their original stuff. They did some of their covers. They had a good vibe going, and they kicked it off, and they made it really fun. So shout out to them. But the theme of the show is not spring flying, because spring has flung, as all of the Instagram posts will be captioned starting most likely tomorrow. This episode is very special because you know what week it is. It is Marvel Movie Release Week. This Friday, May 5th, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 releases in theaters. It's been a long time coming. Guardians 2 came out in 2017, so it's been 6 years since the last Guardians movie. Of course, they've made appearances in Avengers Infinity War and Endgame, and most recently, last summer in Thor Love and Thunder. I'm very excited for their final outing as the current group that we know. I know a lot of actors on the Guardians crew have talked about and discussed they're done. They've played the characters. They've reached a point that they're happy with and they want to move on. So I'm excited. Early screenings have said that it's going to be a very, very powerful movie. Really going to pull on your heartstrings, but it's a good time. I trust James Gunn. He's a very good director and writer. And so, because it's Marvel Movie Release Week, Guardians is known for their musical soundtracks that accompany each of the films and each of the moments that they're on screen, even in films that are not titled Guardians of the Galaxy. Most of those songs, because of Peter Quill's beginnings with his Walkman tape, his mixtape that his mother made him, a lot of his songs that he's into and a lot of the songs that are chosen into the soundtracks are 70s songs. So today is not only a 70s throwback episode. It is a Radio Libre edition of one of Star-Lord's awesome mix tapes. So we started off with Benny and the Jets by Elton John. It's a good kicker. I mean, good start, good kick off. And why don't we a little sting in there, but not just Sting. Let's bring in all of The Police with probably their most famous song, Roxanne.
Those days are over. You don't have to sell your body to the night.
What's so great about that is one Mr. Flo Rida actually released a cover of that song almost not even 2 weeks ago, where it's the basic melody of that song with Flo Rida rapping over it for 3 minutes. And he performed that today. So that's something fun that happened. But of course, that was the original, which was December 1963 by the Four Seasons. Once again, another song that I think Star-Lord and the Guardians would be into. They'd be jamming to it. I think they would enjoy it. But when I showed up to Spring Fling today, right? And I'm very happy to say there was a good amount more security than there was last year. Last year, the line was just on the sidewalk. Anyone could step in line at any point. There was no separation. And once you got into the main line area where you would have to get your ticket scanned, it was those flimsy little line like stands with the like vinyl pull thing that you like pull out of it and it like attaches. Not secure. It was crazy. It was so bad last year. This year, they got the full metal railings and lined everything in metal railings. They lined the sidewalk in metal railings so you couldn't step in a line. They had security at every spot to make sure that you couldn't cut, that you couldn't try to sneak in. And TPD was not messing around, which I liked, because it felt a lot more organized, a lot more professional, and a lot more like they wanted people to like have a good time, but also like be respectful. So we got to the front of the line. We got to wait. We waited for about half an hour, and we got through the doors, and they had sunglasses and bubbles and sunscreen and pizza and water. So we got all our stuff. We made our way to the front, and we got to see Feast, and that was super, super fun. After that, we hung out for a bit, and then the opener, Charlie Curtis Beard, performed his set, which was good. He had a good vibe. He was actually super fun. And after his set, I actually was off to the side, and I called him over, and I was like, hey, because I was right there, and he's like, hey, what's up? And I was like, great set. I've actually followed Charlie Curtis Beard on TikTok for about 2 years now, not to flex, but I have followed him for a while, and I was very excited when I learned that he was coming and performing. So I told him, I was like, hey, I followed you on TikTok for a while. Like, I love your stuff. That was like a really good set. I love the energy. You had everyone engaged, like super good job. He was like, thanks so much. And we were just talking for a little bit. I got a picture, which is super cool. And then, he was like, oh, yo, what's your name? And I was like, oh, I'm Nick. And I don't know what the purpose of it was, but he pointed over to his DJ and he goes, no way, my DJ's name is Nick. And I was like, oh cool. I have the same name as your DJ. I guess we're best buds now. And so that was my experience with Charlie Curtis Beard. Shout out to you. Super chill, super nice. Epic. Next up, in terms of music, I have a funky fresh musical number that I like, and I don't know, I think the Guardians would like it too. I think it's something that they would enjoy, and it's a little bit of Hot Chocolate with You Sexy Thing, because I believe in miracles since you came along. You Sexy Thing. I believe in miracles since you came along. You Sexy Thing. Where did you come from, baby? Let's hit it.
Sexy thing, you. I believe in miracles since you came along. You sexy thing. Where did you come from, baby?
That was Donna Summer and Hot Stuff. Very fun song. Donna Summer, very cool. Very cool stuff. Hot Stuff is a song that I think some of the Guardians would enjoy. And I don't want to say who it is, Drax, but I think there are certain Guardians that I feel would take a little more to this song and have a little more fun with it than the rest of the Guardians. And I think it'd be kind of funny to see Drax bust in a move to Hot Stuff by Donna Summer. Real quick, before we continue, I want to do a quick PSA for you guys about gun violence. When you commit a gun crime, it's not just you who pays the price, it's your entire family. Gun crimes hit home. A public service announcement brought to you by the project, by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council. Be careful with your guns. Be careful with your guns. Getting back to where I was halfway through, James Gunn has done a really good job with the soundtracks, with the Guardians movies. I'm very excited for the third Guardians because I know it's going to have a very good lineup. Whether it's more somber music, upbeat. I like the fun stuff. The opening credits are always super fun. I see police lights from the window down into the street below. And I'm really excited for that opening scene, the opening credits, because I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and I know he's going to pick a good song that will open the movie in a really, really like fun and engaging way. But going back to Spring Fling. Spring Fling, Charlie Curtis Beard finished his set. He left. I talked to him. There was like a little bit of transition time when the cheat codes were getting set up. So the cheat codes did their set. The cheat codes did their set. And it was fine. It was a lot of like EDM. I had never listened to them. I didn't really know who they were before this. But it was a lot of EDM type stuff, like heavy, heavy DJ with them kind of singing over existing songs from other artists. And it was fine. I know security was getting a little tense because a lot of the people in the main front area were pushing each other so far up that it was really, 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 really like congested at the front. So they kept telling people, move back, move back, move back. And I guess there was an altercation between two students that ended up shoving each other, and it created a very large radius. About 50 people just fell over on each other. It was crazy. Two girls, I think, went to the hospital. One girl was like yelling, like, I think I broke my leg. My friend got toppled over. Fortunately, she was okay. But like it was not good. And that's like one of the biggest things with these events is I feel like some of these people are just so careless and just have no like empathy or anything. I don't even know what to call it. Just like no humanity or something. But everything was okay. Then the cheat codes finished their set and we waited 2 hours. 2 hours for Flo Rida to show up. Apparently, when Cheat Codes were finishing their set, Flo Rida was still in the air on his private jet. He had not even touched down in Boston yet. But you know what? Watch out for this epic transition I'm about to give you right now. Spring Fling was on Prez Lawn. And you know what day Spring Fling happened on? Saturday. And you know what Prez Lawn could be called? Kind of, not really, not actually, not really, a park. So technically, what was Spring Fling? It was a Saturday in the park. Boom. Amazing transition. Now you have to listen to my show every week because that was so good.
Love.
We love to play that funky music. That was Wild Cherry and Play That Funky Music. I mean, Play That Funky Music. That is definitely a song that the Guardians would listen to, and I'm surprised that James Gunn has not used it yet. Because I feel like maybe a scene of the Guardians dancing or something. I don't know. I feel like that's something they would use. So, back to Spring Fling. This point, it's cold. I did not bring a jacket. Bad idea on my part, I admit. I was wearing two of the free Spring Fling 2023 Scrabble t-shirts. Mine and my girlfriend's, because all they had was extra large. So I had two of those, and I was wearing those for warmth. It was cold. I had heard through people, Flo Rida had landed. He was making his way over from Logan. It is 4:30. Spring Fling ends at 5. It's 4:30. And you finally hear, "Make some noise, Tufts University." He's yelling it, you know? It's the DJ. It's not Mr. Rida himself. And I was like, thank God. Oh my God. Because I didn't want to leave. Because I said, I'm staying. I came for Flo Rida. I'm staying for Flo Rida. I'm listening to Flo Rida. And it's going to be a good time. And it was. I'm going to be honest. It was a great time. It was a really good time. It was a good set. Played all his bangers and then dipped. There was a weird moment where he brought up a bunch of girls on stage. And one of the TEMS people, which is the Tufts Emergency Medical Service people, they kind of like took her to the center of the stage and like, I don't know. It was kind of weird. And I think it made a lot of people uncomfortable, but I don't know. It was kind of strange in my opinion, but that's just me. I don't want to assume anything. Maybe she had a great time and she loved it. Not my place. But overall, Spring Fling was fun and it was enjoyable. And I enjoyed it. And I know my friends enjoyed it. And I hope everyone that went enjoyed it. Next up for music, I have a classic. Such a great song. So fun, so soft, so smooth. It's not Johnny Cash, it's Johnny Nash. And it's gonna be a bright, sunshiny day tomorrow after all this rain, I can promise you that.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. We'll be right back.
But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong, and I grew strong, and I learned how.
Gloria Gaynor will survive. Honestly, also that song. Why hasn't that song been in Guardians of the Galaxy yet? For some power moment, right? I feel like, I don't know. That's a great song. Gloria Gaynor, I will survive. That's the last on music. Just a little catered playlist based on how, like, you know, the past Guardian soundtracks have looked. I'm really excited for that movie. There's a lot of stuff, and for spoiler reasons, even though it's been shown in the trailers, I don't want to say anything now, but we got the one thing I will say, the whole team has their comic accurate suits, and they haven't shown Star-Lord wearing his helmet, and I'm really hoping, and I know a lot of other fans are, I'm really hoping he has a comic accurate stylized helmet. Which would be so cool with the suit, with the navy blue and like red trim suit, would look so cool. Rocket looks crazy comic accurate with his suit. And just everyone looks really cool. I'm excited for the movie. The villain looks like a really good villain. The story seems very, very interesting, and they're introducing one of my favorite comic book characters, who I won't say, because I don't want to, even though it was teased already, I don't want to just straight up say it, because I don't want to spoil anything. Mom, I'm thinking of you. I don't want to spoil anything for you. But I'm excited. I'm seeing it with my girlfriend this Thursday, opening evening. Take a break from finals prep to go relax, decompress, enjoy a movie, and then go back, get into the thick of it. Next week is the last show for Radio Libre 2.0 this semester. So if you like the show, one more episode, and then summer vacation. I'm heading home. I'm going on vacation. I'm going to enjoy my summer. Relax. Decompress. No more school for a couple months. Obviously, I'll still have stuff to do, but no more school, which is nice and just allows me to clear my head. Spring Fling this year was a lot of fun. Amazing lineup that they picked. It was a really good lineup. I think everybody liked all of it, even the cheat codes. And I hope that they pick a good group of performers next year. Now, before I say goodbye, I have one more PSA for you guys. This is a very special PSA, because right now here at WMFO, we are hosting a donations drive, and we would like all of you, if you so choose, help out the station, donate, and help keep Freeform Radio alive. That wasn't on the PSA. That was myself. Now, I'm going to read to you the official donations drive PSA. Donate now. If you love keeping the station Freeform and supporting community radio, please consider donating to our 2023 donations drive. If you would like to pay online, go to give.tufts.edu under designation select arts, sciences, and engineering, then other, and then put WMFO, or you can write us a check. To check out our prize tiers and mailing address, go to wmfo.org and click the donations drive tab. Thanks for helping us keep it freeform. I'd like there to be a studio when I come back in the fall. So yeah, if you want to, if you like the show, yeah, maybe donate. I'm gonna be honest, I'm pretty exhausted. It was a long day. I woke up pretty early for the past couple of days. I'm gonna try to go get some sleep. So thank you so much for a great show. I hope you guys enjoyed the music. If you are a Marvel fan, please go see Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 in theaters. That is definitely a movie that you're not going to want to miss. Thank you to Tusk. Thank you to Thames. Thank you to Charlie Curtis Beard, the Cheat Codes, and Flo Rida, even though he showed up late, Dizzle Diddy, and left. Thank you to everyone. Thank you to all the security, TUPD. I know no one's listening, but I'm saying that for them because they deserve thanks. They did a lot of work. They pulled it off. It's one hell of an event. And tomorrow, making up for all the work that I did not do today. So that's all for today. If you like what you heard on the show, Radio Libre 2.0's complete chronological music catalog can be found on Apple Music. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, and this has been Radio Libre 2.0 and Nick wishing you a great Sunday morning, a great finals week, reading period, final home stretch of school. It's exciting. Freshmen, congratulations. You made it through your first year of college. Sophomores, congratulations. You are halfway done. Juniors, congratulations. You are seniors, congratulations. You did it. Now go get a job. Or go to grad school, if that's something you're interested in. Who am I to say? Have a great morning. This has been Nick. Bye-bye.